Welcome to day 77 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're continuing to look at the sins forbidden in the third commandment. Question 53 of the Shorter Catechism asks, which is the third commandment? The third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Question 55 asks, what is forbidden in the third commandment? Answer, the third commandment forbiddeth all profaning and abusing of anything whereby God maketh himself known. We're in the middle of the larger catechism, question 113, which expands on that question 55 from the shorter catechism. Question 113, what are the sins forbidden in the third commandment? Answer, the sins forbidden in the third commandment are the not using of God's name as is required, and the abuse of it in an ignorant, vain, irreverent, profane, superstitious, or wicked mentioning, or otherwise using, his titles, attributes, ordinances, or works. By blasphemy, perjury, all sinful cursings, sinful oaths, sinful vows, and sinful lots, violating of our oaths and vows, if lawful, and fulfilling them, if of things unlawful, murmuring and quarreling at, curious prying into, and misapplying of God's decrees and providences. That's where we left off yesterday. Today we'll pick up with misinterpreting, misapplying, or any way perverting the word or any part of it to profane jests, curious or unprofitable questions, vain janglings, or the maintaining of false doctrines, abusing it, the creatures, or anything contained under the name of God to charms or sinful lusts and practices, the maligning, scorning, reviling, or anywise opposing of God's truth, grace, and ways, making profession of religion in hypocrisy or for sinister ends, being ashamed of it or ashamed to it by unconformable, unwise, unfruitful, and offensive walking or backsliding from it. All of those sins forbidden in the third commandment. So let's pick up with misinterpreting or perverting the word or any part of it. And for misinterpreting, we're told to look at Matthew 5, 21 to the end. And if you recall, Matthew 5 is the Sermon on the Mount. In particular, it's how the Pharisees misinterpreted God's word. And Jesus said, you have heard it said, but I say unto you. Then misapplying the word or any part of it. Ezekiel 13, 22, because with lies you have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way by promising him life. Misapplying, or in any way perverting the word or any part of it. 2 Peter 3:16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Matthew 22:24-31, saying, Master, Moses said, if a man die, having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were with us seven brothers, and the first, and so forth. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. Jesus answered and said unto them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, and so forth. That's the way our edition of the Catechism lists the scripture proof, but you can read the entire story in the Bible in your spare time. Next, profane jests, perverting the word or any part of it to profane jests. Isaiah 22:13, and behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. Jeremiah 23:34, and as for the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say, the burden of the Lord, I will even punish that man and his house. And the burden of the Lord shall ye mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden. For you have perverted the words of the living God and of the Lord of hosts, our God. But since you say, the burden of the Lord, therefore thus saith the Lord, because you say this word, the burden of the Lord, and I have sent unto you, saying, ye shall not say, the burden of the Lord, and the punishments follow. Curious or unprofitable questions, vain janglings, or the maintaining of false doctrines. 1 Timothy 1:4, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. From which some have swerved, having turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor of whereof they affirm. 1 Timothy 6:4-5, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called. 2 Timothy 2:14, of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Titus 3:9, but avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. Also forbidden at the third commandment, abusing the word, the creatures, or anything contained under the name of God to charms. Deuteronomy 18:10-14, there shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and so forth. Acts 19:13, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. Also forbidden in the third commandment, sinful lusts and practices. 2 Timothy 4:3-4, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap up to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Romans 13:13-14, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. 1 Kings 21:9-10, and she wrote in the letter, saying, proclaim a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, sons of Belial, before him, to bear witness against him, saying, thou didst blaspheme God and the king, and then carry him out, and stone him that he may die. You may remember the story of Naboth and his vineyard. Jude 4, for there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. The maligning, scorning, reviling, or anywise opposing of God's grace, truth, and ways. Maligning, Acts 13:45, but when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. 1 John 3:12, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew him? Because his works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Scorning, or anywise opposing God's truth, grace, and ways. Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. 2 Peter 3:3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts. Reviling God's truth, grace, and ways. 1 Peter 4:4, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Or anywise opposing of God's truth, grace, and ways. Acts 13:45-46, but when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold, and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but since But seeing you put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coasts. Acts 4:18, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Acts 19:9, but when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. 1 Thessalonians 2:16, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sins alway, for the wrath is come upon them to the uttermost. Hebrews 10:29, of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under the foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and hath done despot unto the Spirit of grace. Also forbidden in the third commandment, making profession of religion in hypocrisy, or for sinister ends. 2 Timothy 3:5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Matthew 23:14, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore you shall receive the greater damnation. Matthew 6, starting at verse 1, take heed that you do not do your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore when thou dost thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Being ashamed of religion. Mark 8:38, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Being a shame to religion by unconformable walking. Ashamed to it by unconformable walking. Psalm 73:14 and 15. For all the day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. Ashamed to religion by unwise walking or backsliding from it. Unwise, 1 Corinthians 6:5 and 6, I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren, but brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Ephesians 5:15 and 17, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Being ashamed to religion by unfruitful walking. Isaiah 5:4, what could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. 2 Peter 1:8 and 9, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see far off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Being ashamed to religion by offensive walking. Romans 2:23 and 24, that thou makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law dishonorest thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. Ashamed to religion by backsliding from it. Galatians 3:1. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Hebrews 6:6, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. We'll pick up tomorrow with the reasons annexed to the third commandment.